Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
On the riots, on the election, and I want to take some of your calls as well. We'll get the number out next segment. But here's Tucker Carlson last night with the head of DHS laying out the fact that there is criminal investigations into who finances Antifa. We've also got other great news as well. They're now investigating who did pay to fly them there, who paid for their tickets on the aircraft. They're trying to debunk the president. You're going to see some fireworks on this front. Here it is.
Left-wing civil unrest, and there's an awful lot of that, despite what the liars tell you. Chad Wolf runs the Department of Homeland Security. He's the acting secretary. We're happy to have him on tonight. Mr. Secretary, thanks so much for coming on. Joe Biden today threatened, announced, predicted, choose your verb, that if the president's reelected, we will see more violence. Are you worried about that?
I'm not, Tucker, and that's I would say that's a delusional statement. The idea that the president or this administration or the Department of Homeland Security is somehow the reason or the cause behind this violence is just absurd. The department's been at this since early July, particularly in Portland, addressing some of this violent rioting and looting that was occurring, an anarchist targeting a federal building in Portland. So we've been at this for some time. We understand we've been been described as causing this violence. We know that's not the case. And now, before they ignored it, it then became DHS's problem, and now they're saying it's the administration and, of course, the president that's now causing this. So, again, all these statements are absurd. They're not true. I think most reasonable Americans understand what's going on out there. And really the cause of all of this is local officials, state officials, not taking this seriously enough from day one. When there's violence in your community, you need to restore law and order right away. We've seen that. It will work. We've seen it in Kenosha for several days. It's working. Places like Portland and other places need to take that same advice. They need to bring that law and order back to their streets so that the residents of those cities can feel safe as they go about their business every day.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. In the meantime, do you think Department of Homeland Security is getting the help it needs from the Justice Department? Why haven't we seen the leaders of Antifa and BLM arrested and charged for conspiracy under, say, RICO, like the heads of the mafia families were?
Well, this is something I've talked to the AG personally about, and I know that they are working on it. Look, we've seen about 300 arrests across this country regarding civil unrest and protesting, violent protesting, I would say, criminal protesting, criminal rioting occur, about 300 arrests. About a third of those or 100 of those arrests have been in Portland specifically, and I know the Department of Justice has charged about 74 or 75 individuals there in Portland with different federal crimes, and we'll continue to see how those investigations are going. Department of Justice is also targeting and investigating the head of these organizations, the individuals that are paying for these individuals to move across the country. What we know, Tucker, is that we have seen groups and individuals move from Portland to other parts of the country.
Right.
We had about 175 arrests in Kenosha. Almost 100 of them were from out of state. So we know they're moving around. We've seen them in D.C., in Sacramento, and elsewhere. They're organized. We've seen similar tactics being used from Portland and other cities across the country as well. So we know that there's organization. I know the Department of Justice is also looking at that as well.
You're not allowed to fund crime, of course. I mean, if I do business with Iran, I go to jail. But we have domestic terrorism on a greater scale than we've had in my lifetime, 50 years. And the funders of this have not been exposed by the federal government, and they haven't been punished. And I'm confused as to why.
Again, I would say that, the Department of Justice, who has the lead in all of those investigations, are certainly moving as quickly as possible. Again, it's something that I talk with the Attorney General about almost on a weekly basis. The Department of Homeland Security, we're doing our role. We're making sure that the investigations that we're involved in, we're getting that information over to the Department of Justice, to the FBI, to those criminal investigators that are doing their job. Like you, Tucker, I wish that moved in a little quicker fashion. We'll continue to see how that is. But again, this administration, this president is committed to holding individuals accountable. I think once folks start to realize that if you want to riot, you want to loot, you want to do some of these other criminal acts that we see around this country, there's going to be consequences for that. And we're going to continue to move down that road.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
Tuesday, September 1st, 2020. 62 days out, 62 days, 62 Earth rotations. The threat is real.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, I'm going to open the phones up this hour. The head of Paul Joseph Watson joining us, and Patrick Cowley, who was really explosive the last time he was on with us. Absolutely amazing. I'll tell you who else I want to get on is that Drew Zapata. There's just so many people kicking ass. Or is it Hernandez? The Zapata guy we had on was killer, too. I'm telling you, man, there are just so many guests we've been having on lately that are just on fire. And a lot of guests we've had on for years who weren't on fire, like Ali Alexander. I mean, he's a smart guy, knows Republican politics, does know the mainline Republican analyst and the alternative ones. I mean, he's got a lot of connections. But I didn't really have him on for a few years because he's boring. And then we had him on again, and he was on fire, and I'm like, get this guy on all the time. Again, Alex Jones here. Thanks for joining us. Now, why is that important? Because people get that the country and the world's in trouble, and they're really starting to get energized. Not angry, but energized. We need to get up off the bench. We need to have excitement. We need to get other people to feel the passion and know it's important. Everything the globalists do, again, in their psychological warfare papers and others that are public, is try to create a sense of normalcy for the horrible things they're doing that they're incrementally getting us to do. And you say, okay, what's one of these white papers? Well, I mean, in the last month, four universities, one in Germany, one in the UK, and two in the US, Yale's one of them, it was in the news, have huge UN and US and EU grants on how to make the public believe that COVID's deadly and never end the lockdown and wear masks and take forced inoculations. I mean, it's public that they've got psychiatrists and psychologists running huge studies with thousands of people per study on how to brainwash. How do you counter that? You get people to realize they're brainwashed, but weak-minded people get into the brainwashing and they think you're assaulting them when you're warning them. You know, when I was growing up and somebody said, psh, hey, this person's running a scam on you, I listened in it and it turned out it was true. I wouldn't get mad, but so many people, I've noticed when you tell them something, they're like teenagers, like a 14-year-old teenager. When you tell them, hey, if you keep doing this, this is going to happen. They're like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. And then later they're like, man, dad, you really know what you're talking about. because they have experience. And young people don't have experience. Hey, don't ride around on that, whatever they are, electric. What were those electric skate segways? But not the big ones, the little ones that were so hot a few years ago. Hoverboards. And you're sitting there telling your, you know, telling your 12-year-old or whatever at the time, hey, don't ride that outside without shoes on. You're going to tear your toes off. Oh, whatever, Dad. Week later, toenail torn off. I'll always wear my shoes. But just imagine talking to adults and you're telling them stuff. And they think because they've been conned or they're so ignorant, they're so oblivious, they think it's weird. You're telling them this. You know, my last day of high school, the local Air National Guard landed a Cobra gunship from the Vietnam era at the back of the football field because our local Anderson principal was a retired Army general. And so he had him land a helicopter last day of school. And I went out back, and they're all out there. And I happened to watch Discovery Channel show about that helicopter. And I had family that flew helicopters in Vietnam, and I'd talk to them about them. And, you know, the air cavalry. And I'm sitting there, and they're talking about it with the class. And I go, hey, tell us about this this Gatling gun you've got here. It fires explosive, armor-piercing incendiary, too, right? What have you done at the range? And one of the coaches goes, Jones, who I was in his history class a few years before with, Jones, I know you know everything, but that doesn't shoot that. And the captain goes, no, actually it does. And my favorite one is to shoot the such and such. And the coaches all looked at me like I was abracadabra man or something because I knew what a helicopter shot. But see, to them, that's like an alien spacecraft or something that they would never want to know. And I'm not putting down the football coach. It's just that I've learned that people think either you're just saying stuff that sounds smart, you don't know it, or you're trying to show off. And listen, folks, I'm not trying to show off about any of this. I make mistakes, too. And usually it's because I underestimate the evil of these people. This is all real. And I know you know that. Most of you tune in because you know more than I do about many of these subjects. I'm not arrogant. I'm saying we've got a problem in that Christians and conservatives and others are usually very confident in themselves, in a relationship with God, and very steady yourselves, and you keep your nose to the grindstone. That can't happen anymore. You think I wanted 26, 27, 28 years ago to go down and speak at city councils? You think I wanted when I was 19 years old to, you know, go speak at county commissioners meetings? I knew what they were doing. I knew they were stealing people's property, and I had a responsibility to go confront them because I'd read about their plan to take over our civilization. Not just that government and corporations are some magic thing that you don't touch and it's a black box and you don't know what's in them. So I've made it my business to know how the cow ate the cabbage. And what I'm telling you about leadership is you all know this information. Once people understand the conspiratorial angle of the New World Order, once you understand the end game of where they're taking us, everything else suddenly makes sense because it's a plan. And so when you see them up there with Joe Biden, who can't even talk, I'll play a clip in a moment, and you think, oh, that's a sign of their weakness. No, it's not. They want a puppet they fully control to put in whoever they want. I told you that a year ago. Now they admit that. You think they're collapsing their blue cities because they're inept idiots? No. They want them collapsed to drive out their minions to take over the rest of the country. They're unconscious zombies. These people have a dark, twisted, evil philosophy. And until you learn to dial into it, and believe me, it's not fun, but until you learn to politically, culturally, economically, spiritually monitor them, you're not going to know what they're up to, and they're going to beat us. So we just can't sit here and let them run around like crazy people out there. They've got to be confronted. You think when I'm eating dinner and somebody walks over and says, I hope you die, you think I want to get up and go over to their table and ruin their dinner and grab their steak off their plate and eat it in front of them? I've done that. I have to do it. Because I can't sit there and lay on my belly while they piss on me. And it's not about arrogance or bravado or I'm a prideful person. They want to enslave me. They want to enslave you. They want our children. They want our future. And yes, they look like zombies. And yes, they're dumb. That's because of the spirit that's on them. We will look like that. We will act like that if they take over our souls. So here's Biden, completely out of his mind. Let's play clip 13 first, and we'll come back and play the one where he doesn't know what planet he's on. Here's 13 with him calling it, Trump is stroking violence. The only one stroking is you, buddy. Here it is.
Good afternoon. I want to thank Carnegie Mellon for providing this space and all the promise it holds for future jobs in a high-tech world. In the recent days, we've had a lot of talk about who's going where and how I've decided to come to Pittsburgh to talk a little bit about what's going on right now. In the early days of World War II, Franklin Roosevelt told the country, and I quote, "The news is going to get worse and worse before it gets better and better. And the American people deserve to have it straight from the shoulder." Straight from the shoulder.
We're going to go to break and come back with the rest
job
of us. I went to it late.
President is to tell us.
And we're going to come back and finish it where he talks about stroking the destruction. And notice Michelle told you things are going to get a lot worse, really better. Because they're going to bankrupt everything. They're going to take the dollar. They're going to bankrupt you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Started ringing off the hook at like 1 o'clock in the morning last night. I didn't answer it. When I got up at 5 a.m., I noticed that I'd had a lot of calls from people saying it was Joe Rogan being censored on Spotify. So I talked to him this morning and found out what was really going on, and I probably just should have put a video out this morning on it, but I didn't. Well, I didn't know that the left hand wouldn't know what the right hand was doing or vice versa. Don Salazar just went off what the internet was saying. It was a big story. My phone was ringing off the hook and said, yes, Alex Jones and Joe Rogan censored by Spotify. That is not the case. That is a mistake, or that's people's interpretation. And so I guess I got busy and didn't get to the Joe Rogan news, but I'll do that because I said I would next segment because it is a big national news story, and I will fill everybody in on that coming up. But getting back to Joe Biden. Here's Joe Biden again talking about Trump is stroking fears. But he actually talked for about a minute or so here with only having one gaffe, which is kind of a record for him the last few years. And then there's a really big gaffe from earlier in the same speech where Biden says more lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years have died. And, of course, none of that is true. So here's both those clips.
The incumbent president is incapable of telling us the truth, incapable of facing the facts, and incapable of healing. He doesn't want to shed light. He wants to generate heat. And he's stroking violence in our cities. You know, this is a tragic fact of the matter, that about his perilous hour, that how he's dealing with this perilous hour in our nation. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
Now, that is really amazing to sit there and to listen to him and to watch him. But again, he's only a placeholder. But to say that President Trump wants these riots or is behind them, and they're the ones that are behind them, and to say that COVID has killed more than all the people that have died in the last 100 years, again, on top of it saying, but Trump's lying to us, is them attempting to turn reality upside down. There's a new big story that just went up on Infowars.com that is absolutely paramount, that will punch up and get up on screen for you. It's Nigel Farage. The article is on Infowars.com. And he says that there are dark arts, dark forces trying to steal the election from President Trump. Well, that's absolutely true. Dark art operatives trying to steal election from Trump, Nigel Farage warns. We'll read that article coming up next segment as well. But why is that so important? Well, that's what Bloomberg's actually reporting, that they're going to not concede, and that they concede that it'll look like a landslide, but they're not going to concede. That's the spin. And they're going to use the mail-in ballots to gum things up, as we told you. But now it's official, and now they're saying they're going to do it. So what does Trump do? What do we do? What does the world do? Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Long-time callers, first-time callers, you name it. We will be going to your phone calls. But right now, speaking of a dark arts in the shadows, it's all these former Clinton operatives. It's the deep state. It's the bureaucracy. It's the Clinton operatives that are in there sabotaging the government, turning the people against themselves, and engaging in all this manipulation. The article's up on InfoWars.com. President Trump, leftist leaders in the dark shadows, that's Obama down the street, are running the riots and chaos. Violent leftists were flown in to disrupt DNC, RNC, and then, but they also did the DNC, because they want to show this revolution that's going on. And the media is trying to spin this and saying that Trump is crazy, but he's absolutely dead on, and now that's all coming out. Here's what he had to say.
He's not controlling anything.
Who do you think is pulling Biden's strings? Is it former Obama
officials? People that you've never heard of. People that are in the dark shadows. People that...
Oh, what does that mean? That sounds like conspiracy theory. Dark shadows.
No, people that you haven't heard of. They're people that are on the streets. They're people that are controlling the streets. We had somebody get on a plane from a certain city this weekend. And in the plane, it was almost completely loaded with thugs. Wearing these dark uniforms, black uniforms with gear and this and that. They're on a plane.
Where's
I'll tell you sometime, but it's under investigation right now. But they came from a certain city, and this person was coming to the Republican National Convention. And there were like seven people on the plane like this person, and then a lot of people were on the plane to do big damage. They were coming
for planning for Washington.
Yeah, this is all happening.
But the money is coming from somewhere.
Money is coming from,
how can it be
from some very stupid rich people that have no idea that if their thing ever succeeded, which it won't, they will be thrown to the wolves like you.
Absolutely. They will be thrown to the wolves like you wouldn't believe. And that's exactly what's happening. It's the same Rob Reiners and those types that have raised millions of dollars for violent looters and rioters to bail them out. It's George Soros that's put the district attorneys and the county attorneys and the state attorney generals in power to let these groups carry out these criminal operations, to incubate it and normalize it within those counties, within those states, within those blue sectors, to then normalize it and send them out across the rest of the country where the public believes that they cannot be opposed. That's all this is the process of destabilization of the country. Then the globalists take over. Then they normalize the takeover. And then they go into the exploitation phase of exploiting the people of America like they've done China or North Korea or Russia under communism to take over other countries and to take over other militaries. This is a communist plan. It's called a program. Now, it's mega rich, just like the Rothschilds that funded the Bolshevik Revolution, that are funding this. And that's where people get confused. That's why it's billionaires and all these rich globalists, except for a few people like Trump, that are almost all the billionaires give money to Black Lives Matter. They give money to Antifa. They give money to the communists. They're in bed with Xi Jinping. They say they love Xi Jinping. They say they hope he can destroy Trump, destroy America. I haven't even played the clips. They've got even better audio clips. I meant to send to the crew this morning. I don't know if they have the new one. Tucker Carlson had it last night. They're marching saying death to America. You know, we had that on Sunday, but it was kind of low audio. There's crisp HD audio and video of them marching saying death to America. And these are real groups, folks. People say, oh, well, it's a false flag against Democrats. No, it's not. They use the same type of organizations to overthrow Ukraine and overthrow Greece and overthrow Italy. It works over and over and over again. This is the globalists making their move on America, period. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539. What does Trump do about this? What do we do about it? They're going to say he won a landslide because that's what all the evidence shows. Their whole takeover plan has failed. So now they're going to go to the ultimate plan, break the country up with civil unrest, plunge the economy, plunge the stock market, have states secede, have their own inauguration. Will we put up with that is the question. I'm your host, Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Patrick Howley's coming up from NationalFile.com, and then Paul Joseph Watson from Summit.News. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover
of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders, about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
They've officially got everybody ready for it. Podesta, Hillary, Biden, they've all said it. And they're going to throw it all in disarray with the 80 million ballots they held out on purpose to gum it up. And there are now officially pushing that in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, everywhere. This is on like Donkey Kong, as they say. This is not good. This is going to be insane. And why shouldn't the Chi-Coms and the American haters, the globals, do this? They get away with it. They get away with it everywhere. So why not? They never get punished. They just sit back in their overseas operations like Bond villains and do this. I'm going to your phone calls here in just a moment, but I wanted to talk about good news. You saw Trump in internal polls, not just the mainline ones, explode
10, 15 points depending on the poll, when he just threw aside the Republican mainline advisors and just started shooting from the hip with what he really believes and his instincts, and exposing the Dems as terrorists and exposing they're behind the riots and exposing the New World Order and not running from patriots like Kyle Rittenhouse. Here's a clip of what the president just had to say.
Do you think it's in the actions of vigilantes like Kyle Rittenhouse?
We're looking at all of it. That was an interesting situation. You saw the same tape as I saw. And he was trying to get away from them, I guess, it looks like. And he fell. And then they very violently attacked him. And it was something that we're looking at right now, and it's under investigation. But I guess he was in very big trouble. He would have been. He probably would have been killed. But it's under investigation.
Do you think?
Yeah, a bunch of looting rioters and killers and child molesters and burglars were chasing him down, saying, "We're going to kill you with a handgun," beating him over the head with a skateboard. And then the guy that got his arm partially blown off by Rittenhouse said on Facebook from the hospital, "All I wish is I hadn't killed that little piece of you-know-what." I mean, boy, that's going to not look good if they keep this murder trial going against him. But Trump didn't back down from that. He went to the facts. Like when they said that our video was doctored of Acosta grabbing the microphone away from the woman and chopping down her arm. They said, "We doctored it." Trump goes, "That isn't doctoring." They zoomed in. But that's what they do. They say we're the liars all day long when they're the liars. They can't even keep their lies straight. Now, I'll go to your calls here in a second. But this Joe Rogan thing's become a big story. Middle of the night, I start going, bzz, 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 hear phone calls going on. My phone's in the other room, but I could hear it. I said, why did I forget to put it in the privacy pocket or turn that stupid thing off? I was too lazy to get up and turn it off. I found out in the morning what it was. Dozens of calls and text messages. You've been censored off Spotify on the Joe Rogan upload. So this morning I called Joe about 9:30. He answered. And he said, absolutely not. And he explained the whole thing to me. And now we can also tell you where Joe lives, because it's no secret anymore. Though no one knows, because the mainstream media is so fake, if it's true or not. But yes, Joe does live very, very close. Very, very close to this broadcast studio, and I'll leave it at that. But this is bigger than just a celebrity like Joe Rogan. The reason it's important is his exodus from California, what he's been witnessing, and the fact that he pretty much did leave YouTube because they were exercising control over him. He has control over what he's doing, and he explained that to me this morning. And I shot a video right before the show went live recounting what happened. Here it is. First off, I've been mobbed by people the last 3 months. On the street, calling my phone, sending emails, saying, has Joe Rogan really moved to Austin, or is he moving to Austin? I will answer that question in just a moment. But first off, had a lengthy discussion with Joe this morning, just a few minutes ago, because I had to call him. In the middle of the night, buzz, buzz, call, call. I get up at like 5 a.m., dozens of text messages and calls saying, is Spotify censoring the Joe Rogan podcast? And I didn't know until I talked to him this morning, and he explained it. They've got 1,500 plus files and then some migrating over, and they've had a few problems here and there with corrupted files, with the naming of them. And Spotify wants to have a first rollout, then a second rollout, and here's the key. Joe Rogan's favorite 100 episodes of the last 10 years or so will be left on YouTube starting December 31st when he goes exclusively to Spotify. For this couple month no man's land, the content will be on both platforms, and we'll be migrating over. And so that's why the Alex Jones interview's not there. That's why some of the other interviews aren't there, because those are going to be the exclusive interviews that are left on YouTube, where in Joe's words, they'll probably get even more views than if they were on Spotify. So that's what's happening. And so I asked Joe, who's always been a straight shooter, point blank, I said, well, is Spotify censoring you? He said, absolutely not. What they're doing is trying to organize things right now, get this migration taken care of, and that I will obviously be on the podcast as well in the very, very near future. So I will be on. Other guests will be on. Joe Rogan is in control of what goes on his show, and I'm just super excited about it. Joe is super excited because we've been friends since I met him in 1998. We've had our ups and downs. We've had some incredible adventures together. I'll just leave it at that. And and to see him as the number one media person in the world, and to know that he's having all these big, diverse conversations is extremely, extremely exciting. So, Joe is not being censored. He is the captain of his own ship. I'm very, very excited, and I look forward to coming on his podcast very, very soon. Now, let's move to the next point. Why is Joe very excited? Why am I very excited? Well, Austin is a really cool city, especially compared to Los Angeles. And where Joe lives is a very, very beautiful part of Texas. I'll leave it at that. But yes, Joe has moved to Austin, Texas. He is here with his family. And it's actually come out in the local real estate news back on August 10th. I didn't say anything because Joe asked me not to. But now Joey Diaz has talked about it. Now, a lot of the people have talked about it. It's in the newspaper. But still, my phone rings off the hook saying, does he live in Austin? Does he live in Austin? I hear it's Dallas. I hear it's San Antonio. No, it's Austin, Texas. And the local papers have accurately reported on some of it, not all of it. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Joe has his privacy. He's really excited to be here as part of the mass exodus out of the blue states. I just hope that those following Joe don't bring their California problems here. I know he's more of a libertarian, so we're extremely happy to have Joe right here deep in the heart of Texas. That's why I put on my Lone Star beer shirt. It's the most Texas thing I had here in my office. So that's the facts. Joe Rogan does indeed live in a really cool place in Austin, Texas, with his family. He's built a new podcast studio. He put video out on that a few days ago that's got millions of views. And so there, mystery solved. But again, I'm not the one breaking this. I said I wouldn't report it. It's been reported, but people don't know what's true. So now because I say he lives in Austin, people probably say, no, actually he lives in Auckland in the Pacific Ocean or something. But no, no. He actually does live here in Austin, Texas, and he's not being censored, and I'm very excited to know that our super popular episode 9/11 and the other episodes up on YouTube will still be there unless the internet gods of big tech decide to remove it as well. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Join us weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. for my broadcast, and find all of our banned videos and share them from banned.video. If you're watching this transmission coming from deep in the heart of Texas, you are the resistance. Yeah, I was talking to Joe this morning. I'm going to try to get him to go alligator hunting with me. He probably wants to get that done. I know he wants to go do some bow hunting, a fish at night. He hasn't done that yet. And I was explaining that that is something really fun with the kids, especially because the carp are not indigenous. They're an invasive species. And so it's good for the lakes to cull their numbers back. And I mean, if I wanted to, I could shoot 20 of them in like 3 or 4 hours. And it's really good for your bow hunting to do it. It's also alligator gar, fun to blast. You're not supposed to shoot bass, but that's something that we do there on Lake Austin. Okay, I'm going to go on a break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to go right to your phone calls for Jack and Carlos and many others like Clayton that are patiently holding. Please don't forget, today is the last day. I extended it 2 days because I've been so busy. I haven't gone and looked to come up with new specials. And so you want to get free shipping on 8-pack Power Stack that's selling out, X2 back in stock. You can get those two together, 60% off with free shipping. That's an unprecedented deal. Heart and body combo, ExtendoWise and VasaBeach together is so good for your heart and vascular system. 50% off. ExtendoWise is selling out. Survival Shield X2 by itself, 50% off. Back in stock. Ultimate Fish Rolls, incredible. 33% off. 33% off. Free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. Krill Oil, free shipping as well. That's selling out fast. We also have the new charcoal, activated charcoal toothpaste and mouthwash that our incredible toothpaste. If you loved our other toothpaste, you're going to love these. Check it out and fund the InfoWar. Without you, we won't stay on the air. We're not sponsored by the globalists.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do you wake up during the night and have trouble falling back asleep? Restore your natural sleep function with drug-free REMFresh, the first and only continuous release and absorption melatonin that supports your natural sleep cycle for up to 7 hours. Number one sleep doctor recommended REMFresh. Get up to 7 hours of sleep support. Available at Amazon and at fine retailers nationwide. Individual results may vary. Use as directed.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $75 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I was talking to the crew about alligator hunting. You know, they've caught bigger alligators in Texas than they even have in Florida. Huge ones. That guy's type in record alligator caught in Texas. It's humongous. Now I'm going off into alligator discussions. I used to have time to go hunting. I don't. My son wants to go hunting for his birthday. He's almost 18. Hey, we ought to get Rex in here. He works up here full time now. He's got out of high school. We ought to take him alligator hunting. Last time he killed three. We got a couple of them skinned here in the office. In fact, people think I'm joking. Now, these weren't that big. One of them was about 10 feet, pretty big. Well, somebody, since I said it, run over into a Don Salazar's office. That's where it is. And will someone bring the little alligator in here that we actually had stuffed in the chair? I want to put him here with us. People think I'm joking. Hey, you got to kill the alligator that's hanging off the hook when you get there. You hang a chicken up, then you pull up and shoot him with a 380 or a 410 shotgun on the back of the head and get him on the boat. But this guy was about 7 feet long. So we stuffed him. He sits in a chair reading a magazine. Enough about that. Enough of that. Yeah, but guys, type in record alligator. Oh, that's a small one. That's nothing. There's even bigger ones. All right, I'm digressing. But I told Joe, I said, yeah, you know, there's alligators just south of Austin. He's like, really? And I'm not kidding. Their range comes right to south of Austin in the Colorado River. The last dam, they don't get past that dam. But I'm going to be quiet now. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's talk to Clayton in Indiana. Clayton, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, you are a wonderful guy and a wonderful guide. And I thank you, me, and the citizenry together shall achieve this mission. The mission is to provide empowerment to the citizenry of the United States of America. Citizens must grow their understanding of how agencies, government, and citizens operate together and can harmonize in the name of public health and safety. The most critical part of the mission, grow the participation of the citizenry. Chances are that is you. And, sir, I would like to ask, are you familiar with the CDC guidance involving mask mandates?
Say that again, sir.
Are you familiar with the CDC guidelines for mandatory masks?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. I'm not ignoring you. Look what I just brought in. Wide shot, please. I was not ignoring you up to the point that came in with this. This is actually a real alligator, the stuff that sits in the office. He's a fan of Trump. What's their latest on their masking guidelines? Tell us.
Well, I would just like to basically allow people the logic. If we are to assume that masks are stopping or decreasing the spread of infectious COVID-19, then we must also assume that the mask is an infectious waste item. And when you have infectious waste items in establishments, there are guidelines through OSHA. It is 29 CFR 1910.1030, and there is a definition for universal precautions. Universal precautions is an approach to infectious control or infection control. And this breaks down the proper receptacle signage that is required to be.
Sure. The whole point is that everybody's wearing masks and gloves, and it's kabuki theater, because if you're not constantly changing them, it actually makes matters worse, not better. The M95 mask only protects the person that's breathing in for a limited time. It has an exhaust port that breathes everything out, so it infects everybody else. First, they said, don't wear a mask. It does nothing for you. It's not all being done properly. It's all giant kabuki theater fraud, like staying 6 feet apart or wearing noodles on your head or giving in your name and number when you go to the park. It's all about them training you that you're going to be tracked to travel for the imposition of the global social credit score. God bless you, brother. Now, look at the alligator for your TV viewer. This is real. All right? It's powerful. David Icke saw this. He'd be horrified right now. It's actually a real reptoid. It's our boss, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually Q. This is a real reptile alien, and it gives us our orders. It's Q. It says, trust the plan. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. Everything's being taken care of. Look into the eyes. All right, I'm going to stop being silly. Sorry. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Sorry, I'm still laughing. Thank you, Alex. $250 a day for somebody that has been has a criminal record or has been a basement dweller or unemployed or frustrated or looking for some money to be what I call a basement mercenary. $1 million can buy you per day 4,000 goons to go out there and destroy anything, organize, scream, to do all sorts of agitprop. Now, George Soros set aside, and it was in the news, $220 million. So that buys you 4,000 goons plus their friends for how many days? And this is exactly what was done in the Ukraine during the Orange Revolution with Mr. Berezovsky. I don't know if you remember that oligarch. And now through Soros.
Soros funds color revolutions. He bragged that he got $5 billion of taxpayer money to overthrow Ukraine 6 years ago, and they have major documentaries made by Oliver Stone about it.
That's right. And they said, how little money does it really take to bring down a nation? I mean, that was incredible. And they were boasting that after that they could do color revolutions everywhere, including Russia, of course. And now it's the United States' turn. But it isn't.
That's right. So you've got Tucker Carlson, you've got the head of Homeland Security, Wolf, and all of them, and saying, oh, we're investigating. It's like investigating the sun came up this morning. We need real movement against Soros. Why do you think it hasn't happened? Because Soros is following orders from Obama. What did Brendan Clapper say when they got caught illegally spying? They said, we did it under orders of Obama. They're claiming executive privilege. How do we respond to that?
Well, you basically have to look at the underpinnings of what really is behind all this, okay? Which brings me to the next topic I wanted to share with you briefly. President Trump was elected in January 17. He began to say no to the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. You remember that? And the as a Canadian, we're very helpful, very, very grateful to your president for having saved Canada, at least temporarily, because they're trying to bring it back as soon as they get rid of him, to bring back the TPP. That was meant to destroy all small businesses, basically, and to create an international combine of giants.
That's right. All, and they admit it's about vertical integration.
That was supposed to destroy small businesses. But when that failed, because President Trump took action, now we have what I call the Faucistas, okay, the fascists from Dr. Fauci and his friends in the United Nations trying to bring the TPP indirectly what they couldn't do directly.
That's a great term, the Faucist. The fascist Faucis and his foolish goons, the fools of Fauci.
And basically what they're trying to do, Alex, basically, is to make sure that only the giants will prevail. Because they are, you see...
The whole lockdown, everything on record is about vertical integration. It's totally on record. And that's why they, again, Gavin Newsom left his vineyards and restaurants open the entire time when no one else could. That is just pissing on our faces.
They're trying to set up, look, this all stems from one fundamental cause, and that is the disparity in wealth between the many and the few. This has now gotten to the point where it's so large that it's having distortions even in the stock market. You want to buy a share as a worker, as a person that has a middle class? Oh, no, now you have to pay $1,000 per share. Oh, so you can't do that. Oh, so now you have to buy these EFTs, which are like fake certificates, basically, because if there's a crash, they're worthless. You don't have the original certificates, you're nobody. But
no, I hear you. And what's crazy is if you go cover Davos, they admit that we're going to get rid of farmers. They're a joke. What do you do? Put a piece of corn in the ground. That's what Bloomberg said. And Bloomberg said, you know, they're going to try to use guillotines on us because they're all going to be unemployed. Why would we accept a system they run that makes us obsolete? We should build a world that's for humans. But they're telling us, oh, the beautiful post-human world is here, Carlos. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Kelly in South Carolina. Thanks for holding.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you for getting my call. I love you. Thank you so much for having Del Victory on. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just don't vaccinate. I'm informed. I want to give a shout-out to the moms out there that you brought over from just having Del Victory on there. There's so many people that follow him.
Oh, I know. Hey, I love Del Victory, but people are like, what's this bromance going on here? The guy has great energy, has positive pro-human, but without any hate. And so I really like being around that because I have a little bit of a hate problem. And so I like Del Bigtree, man. He's amazing in person. Like, he's got a big persona, a aura around him. He's a good guy.
Yes, people've got to wake up, though. This COVID vaccine is going to come out. You got to figure out what you can do. I've already called Tom Rice's office, Jim Scott, every one of them. I don't have Facebook, but I made sure to let my voice know. I will sue the shit out of them if anybody mandates anything on me or anybody mandates anything on my kids. I will throw down. And anybody that's out there that's for God, family, and prayer, you need to get out and vote for Trump.
I agree. Hey, did you see even CNN came out and admitted that dozens of examples of vaccines killing thousands and how dangerous they are? So they're like hedging their bets, like, this is really bad for you, but you got to take it. What do you think they're up to?
Well, that's because they have to. It's called cover your butt. If they say this blatantly, honestly, out loud, it's like it's just a joke. It's like people just don't realize they're so mesmerized.
No, you're right. Stay there, Kelly. Don't hang up. I want you to finish up ahead of our next guest.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.